Lake Effect continues on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee County's Behavioral Health Division announced this week that it will receive more than $2.5 million in grants that are aimed at easing the opioid abuse crisis affecting the county. The grants are from federal and state sources, and they'll go to expanding treatment services to people and families going through the county's Family Drug Treatment Court.
Reporter Edgar Mendez sought to quantify the opioid crisis in a recent article for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He shared some of what he learned with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
We're on pace to have a record number of drug overdose deaths, and the majority of those, 84% through October, were caused by opioids. So if you look 15 years ago, there was 110 drug overdose deaths. So that's tripled already, and it seems like the numbers are going up each year.
Part of this, and this is something that you bring up in the piece, of course, is the kind of opioids that people are taking. You profiled a woman who passed away as a result of an overdose, and she took a kind of drug that I don't think was really on the market in the same way it is now 10 years ago.
Right. Kayla, what she took was fentanyl. It's a synthetic opioid that's extremely potent, extremely deadly, and I think a lot of drug dealers are cutting it into the heroin or else selling it as heroin. Unfortunately, it interacts with the same part of the brain that regulates breathing. So I think that a lot of these people that are using it, they might not even know, but they're passing out and not waking up, unfortunately.
Do we know how many of these deaths are attached to things like fentanyl, or are most of them just labeled as heroin overdoses?
Actually, more than 100 of them were caused specifically by either fentanyl on its own or a combination of fentanyl and heroin, maybe fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. But I would say the majority, almost half, were caused, had fentanyl involved.
Now, of course, the number of deaths is much lower than the number of people who are dealing with addiction in the city of Milwaukee. What did those numbers look like?
Well, I talked to Rafael Mercado. He started the Facebook page, MKE Heroin Diaries, and he's also a member of Team Havoc. What he said is that for every one person that dies of a heroin overdose, there's another three or four people that were resuscitated through Narcan, which is a prescription that reverses the effects of opioids, and another eight people survived, but they didn't go to the hospital. So, I mean, the numbers are huge. I talked to Sarah Pollock at Maida House, and they treat a few hundred women, I believe, here in Milwaukee at a time, and she said that only 1 in 10 women in Milwaukee that are addicted are seeking treatment, and that's given that not all of them are addicted to opioids, but she said that the number of patients they're seeing or women that they're helping treat are addicted to opioids, so the numbers are increasing each year.
So she said, and this was in the piece, of course, only 1 in 10 women who are struggling with addiction are seeking out help, but are they finding help?
Well, some are. Miss Bradley, the woman I spoke about, she had received treatment at Maida House and some other places. But I mean, as we know, drug addiction is it's a lifelong battle, and people relapse. And unfortunately, with drugs like fentanyl around, it could be one relapse, and it could cost them their life.
Something you brought up quite a lot in the piece was the lack of beds, the lack of available beds in the city of Milwaukee. How many facilities do we have that treat opioid addiction specifically in the city, and how does that compare to what we have in the state elsewhere?
Well, I think that there's a lack of treatment options for opioids across the state, but I know that after speaking to people that are working on the issue here in Milwaukee, that there's definitely a lack, especially within the city. Most of the treatments, you talk about the Rogers Center and other places, similar places are actually in the suburbs, which is accessible to people. But I mean, there's not enough treatment option here in the city.
Donald Trump did declare the opioid addiction as a kind of public health emergency. What have we seen since that declaration? Has his administration done anything to try to quell the problem?
Well, according to Senator Tammy Baldwin, that declaration by President Trump freed up some federal funding, but only about 57,000, if I'm correct. And that's not nearly enough to deal with the magnitude of the problem. So they're pushing the administration to free up more federal funding. I think locally there's been several pushes to increase the availability of funding for treatment and other options. I know that the county has been working to free up more funds and also is looking at a lawsuit against pharmaceutical companies, which is something that I believe 28 other counties in Wisconsin have already done, I think recently as last week. The city of Milwaukee is also increasing their funding to target opioid addiction, but it's just a drop in the bucket in terms of dealing with the magnitude of the problem here in the city of Milwaukee.
When we're talking about Milwaukee, you said that they're freeing up funds. How much money are we talking about?
Well, according to Alderman Michael Murphy, this year there was only $25,000 directed specifically to target opioid addiction. Next year that will increase to $75,000. He did mention that he personally helped raise over $100,000 this year to fund projects that are dealing with opioid addiction. There's a county city task force that was created earlier this year also to deal with the epidemic, and I think that they're looking at options and looking at partnerships to deal with the problem.
Edgar Mendez is a reporter with the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He spoke with Joy Powers, and you can read his article on the opioid crisis in Milwaukee at WUWM.com.